2025 marks 25 years of Yorkshire Air Ambulance flying helicopters and saving lives across the region. So to celebrate, we're sharing stories of rescues and a glimpse of life at the charity.
Like, the prognosis was Georgie will probably never walk again. She'll probably never feed herself again. This is like a very serious accident. And that's what was told to my parents. And when people tell me I can't do something, I really don't like that.
People often describe it as, you know, if you work as a paramedic on the road, you know, you might do this job that you only see once in your career. We do those jobs multiple times every day.
Next thing I remember is hearing the noise of the helicopter. And I could turn my head so I could just see it, and I saw the guys running towards me. And that's when this set in that this is pretty serious.
Every day is different. You never know where you're going to end up. Are you going to end up on the top of a mountain? You're going to end up in a city centre? You're going to end up on a beach? You don't know.
I think the biggest thank you goes to the entire population of Yorkshire for the fundraising, for the craziness of ideas that they come up with, for the sacrifice of their time, their skill, their talents that they put into generating and creating money to be able to convert it into the flying of the Yorkshire Air Ambulance.
Join me, John Mitchell, for Summit in Air, the Yorkshire Air Ambulance podcast. It's coming soon, and you can make sure you don't miss an episode by subscribing now. And tell your friends about it too.